Fuck cancer.
That's what she said.
That's still new in Canada.
I hope that was recorded.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to Sneaky Dragon. I'm Ian Boothby.
And I'm David Dedrick.
And with us here in America, that we're in our American Hell Kitty studios today. It's a little bit different. If anything happens to us health-wise, we're in a whole lot of trouble because there is no health care. But we've brought into the studio a good friend of ours from Image Comics. She is the creator of Spawn. She is the creator of Walking Dead. And she's creator of the fourth Robin at DC Comics.
She's also the creator of Walking Phoenix.
That's right, Walking Phoenix. Branwyn Bigglestone is here. Hi, Branwyn.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, welcome to America.
Thank you.
Is this your first time in the States?
It is.
That is a lie. You live in the States.
It is.
We're starting off with so many damn lies.
I know. Am I your first... No, because Pia is American.
That's true. Pia is.
Motherfucker.
I'm American, too.
Oh, fuck. I wanted to be the first American guest.
Well, with your attitude, you are the first person with a true American manifest destiny attitude.
Did I get to the profanity the fastest?
Sure, yeah, I think so. No, actually, I'll tell you why. Because our very first episode, we start off with me going on a almost Tourette's-esque swear thing right off our very first episode. So I'm afraid
you're
not.
You're crushing me here.
Yeah.
I feel like I should just leave.
Is there a swear word that's just an American swear word that we might not be aware of?
Probably not.
Okay.
You know, I
think there's a lot of cross-cultural swearing.
There is.
Yeah. Well, I just think like America, it used to be known as a very industrial nation. I think there's a lot of room for new swear words.
Used to be known as an industrialized nation.
Oh, God bless you. You know, but you've given all the stuff to China. I'm just saying now, maybe, because otherwise the Chinese are just going to start making their own cheaper swear words that you're going to end up using and then won't understand because they're in Chinese.
That's true.
Yeah.
Ugh.
I'm sorry about that.
You're just bringing me down.
Yeah, we're starting you off on a downer. I want to also tell everybody that this is almost 0 hour for your sugar fast.
That's right.
Maybe you want to explain a little bit about that.
Okay, so I thought maybe I would put a Band-Aid on the world's problems. Okay. And raise money for an organization called Homeless Youth Alliance.
Mm-hmm.
That's in San Francisco. And I got that wrong because it's actually called At the Crossroads.
Yeah, Crossroads, yeah.
I raised money for Homeless Youth Alliance with the AIDS Walk.
Okay.
Yeah. So anyway, At the Crossroads, I did a hike for them a couple years ago and raised money. And
how far did you hike?
Up Mount Tam.
Okay.
I don't remember how many. It was like, I don't know, 7 or 8 miles or something.
Okay.
I was really tired afterwards.
Okay.
Kind of sweaty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So suffered.
It was something.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and my friend signed me up for it without asking me first. I mean, she asked me. She didn't wait for an answer.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, then it's very hard to turn down the AIDS charity afterwards.
Once it's happened.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right. Like,
and then you got all sweaty. You were sweating
like
away
asshole.
The AIDS. That was what it was called.
Yeah.
I totally cured AIDS.
You did, didn't
I
you?
I did. I did the AIDS walk. I cured AIDS.
Good on you for that.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Every little bit helps. But now you're giving up sugar to cure all diseases?
To cure homelessness.
Very good. Okay.
Yeah. At the Crossroads helps homeless kids get housing, get enrolled in school, things like that. This guy, Rob Gittin, he started it. And I met him when I did the hike. He seemed like a nice dude. You know, he's doing good work.
Mm-hmm. He wasn't suckered into the hike like some people.
No.
He was there out of the goodness of his heart.
He helped sucker me.
Okay.
But, you know, they had lots of delicious snacks along the way up and down the mountain. So mm-hmm. it all worked out. You give me delicious snacks, we're golden.
You're okay with that. So, and then, speaking of snacks.
Yeah, I saw that they were doing a thing, give up sweets for the month of March and raise money.
Mm.
And I haven't raised nearly as much as I did with the hike
mm-hmm.
because I don't think people
appreciate how difficult it is to give up something that's...
Dude, giving up sweets for an entire month is way harder than climbing up a mountain.
Yeah, it is. It takes way more willpower.
It's rough.
It takes way more willpower because unlike a mountain hike, you don't face it every day. People aren't like eating a mountain hike in front of you.
Right.
Putting mountain hikes in front of you.
Right.
You know... That's
putting whipped cream on a mountain hike
in front of you. Like that's like people don't think about it that way. They just think, "Oh, well, you're hardly doing anything." No,
right.
It is hard.
Yeah.
I was eating with Ian and some other thoughtless friends, and they're all eating these ice cream sandwiches. But when I say ice cream sandwiches, they were chocolate cookies with vanilla ice cream between them in front of me, and I'm not allowed to eat them.
Assholes.
That is hard.
Yeah.
Because I was pretty much like, you know what? Screw it. I don't need to do this. Ice cream sandwiches look pretty good to me. So,
yeah.
Willpower?
Yeah, there's been
fought through it.
Nonstop Girl Scout cookies in the office.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And you work in an office where probably are sweeties.
Yeah, most of the people who work at Image are Girl Scouts.
That's right. Oh, no. This is true, though. Image Comics is now a majority female staff.
Oh, I don't like that.
Wait a second.
Oh.
That's why we're in such a rapid decline.
Yeah.
We aren't putting out anything good. Nobody's buying books.
No one buying. All the books smell of perfume.
Yeah.
You know, the books
perfume
always
and unicorns.
The books always show up 15 minutes late because they weren't quite ready yet. They need to be here on Wednesday. Well, it's 15 minutes late on Wednesday every time.
Does this trade dress make my ass look big? I actually did ask our production manager, Tyler Shainline, to price out adding glitter to a cover.
Nice.
Really? Yeah.
What did he say?
I wasn't serious.
Oh, okay.
Because no retailer would ever speak to me again.
Well, yeah, you remember in the 90s when Marvel had all the macaroni art covers variants.
That was hard.
Yeah.
And in the 70s, their macrame covers with the owl, the macrame owl.
Yep.
Ugh, a lot of trouble.
Yeah,
there.
Daredevil fought the macrame owl every month for quite a while.
Every cover had to be bagged, right?
That took me a long while to think, who's fighting an owl?
That's one of the Watchmen prequels, right?
That's right. That's before Watchmen.
Macrame Night Owl Man.
Yeah.
That's right. Also, Brandman's doing all the before Watchmen books.
It's true.
That's also there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You do work at Image Comics, though, right? That is pretty good.
Do you know I do show up there, and I sit in an office, and...
Yeah.
I scream at the computer sometimes.
Right.
And,
Now, I want to ask you a question about comics. Why do comic book writers and creators now have beards? That happened recently.
Like they don't want anyone to know that they're gay.
Ah. Okay, that does make sense. Thank you on that.
They're all gay.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and then the rest are all women.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay. This explains a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Can I just add one thing before we go on too much farther, which is I thought of a great name for the Before Watchmen series.
Okay.
Befortions. No? I can cut that out.
No, we're still waiting for the good name. That's fine. No.
I thought it was good.
But no, that's absolutely fine. You know what, Dave? There's no wrong answers.
There's
no stupid questions.
It's too late.
There's no... Actually, we've
that
all...
That is bullshit.
That's complete bullshit.
I'm not saying another
back
word.
To the land of chocolate, briefly. Dave, you have also been giving up chocolate as well.
That's why I was speaking about it so passionately.
That's right. Yeah. You weren't just, it wasn't just us cruelly, because you're now a diabetic, eating our chocolate in front of you.
It wasn't because now you're Kathy and a minute on the lips, a lifetime on the hips.
Yeah, ack, ack, ack. That's Dave's new catchphrase.
Ack. Chocolate. Ack.
Dave lives a lifestyle based on Kathy. I live one based on Family Circus.
That's right. Well, mine's a bit longer than Brown's. I decided to cut out all sweets for Lent.
Yeah.
But it wasn't just candies. It was anything that I felt was kind of too sugary. So it's juice, pop, ketchup, ice cream, chocolates, candies, sugar cereals, cookies, whatever. Like, to be honest, it's not been terrible because I've actually lost weight. So it's... I'm not complaining about that part of it. I mean,
I thought I would be an Iron Woman by the end of this, except I pretty much stopped working out.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It was like I was sapped of all energy.
I'm glad to hear that's why you lost weight. There was a brief time I was worried it was AIDS. Then I remembered Branwen
cured it.
So that was okay. And so that's good.
You're welcome.
That's right. You do not have a beard.
Yeah.
I was going to actually talk about this because I was thinking about Branwen. I often think about like you as a gym rat. I don't know why. Maybe it's just because you post about it a lot on Twitter or on Facebook. But you're saying to me now that you're
I get bored at the gym and I tweet while I'm working out. So people must think that I just work out all the time.
Yeah. Well, that's... Yeah. See, that's the thing. So
I also hate everyone at the gym.
That's natural.
Who do you hate the most of the gym? You go to the gym. Oh, that guy.
There's the weird grunty guy.
I dislike a grunty guy.
Can I tell a story about that?
Like multiple times.
Okay, Dave wants to tell a story about it because he is the grunty guy.
I am the grunty guy. No, there's a grunty guy and a grunty girl working out at the same time, and they both were wearing headphones. so they couldn't hear each other. But they were grunting, like, not simultaneously, and they were going like, this forever. And you're just like, people, do you, oh, you can't hear?
Yeah.
Did you wear earbuds? Oh, no.
Yeah.
Poor you.
Yeah.
Oh, you silly. Yeah. I enjoy that.
If you are grunting, isn't that too much weight or isn't that too much work?
I think it's too much showing off.
Okay. So it's a bit of that business. Okay.
Because they could have like 5 pounds of weight and just be given at the old grunteroo. So, yeah. Who else?
The people who don't put their weights away.
Jerks.
That or is, put gum on the machines.
Never seen that. I see like rappers in like tucked into the.
You mean like hip hop artists?
Yeah, they're the worst.
When they come in with the full chains and everything,
working out. That's their workout. They just do squats with their chains on.
Yeah, and then other people are taking videos of them with the cell phones and just whipping around. And they keep throwing money in the air while they're working out.
Making
and it's
it
like,
rain, making it rain. Yeah, I hate that too. It's caused a lot of fuss.
Yeah.
Well, like at my gym, there's a women's only side, and then there's a co-ed side, of course.
Okay.
There's no men's only side. There is a problem of people not putting weights away. My least favorite thing, though, is women not putting their weights away because they always take off the heavier weights, put on a 10-pound weight, and then they leave. And so you go to use it, and you have to take off their 10. Like, at least if people – to me, I don't mind people leaving, like, the 45-pound weights on.
Because you're so strong.
Because I can
He's a very manly man.
I'm a manly man. That's right. So I can just use them.
Yeah.
And I'm not, like, having to take them – you know, and I'll take off what I add to that, you know. But that's kind of a, I agree with you. Like not putting away your weights is terrible.
Push your shit away.
Dave is basically the opposite of what Image Comics is. He is a very manly man.
I don't have a beard.
You don't have a beard. That's true.
You're also not a comic book creator.
No, oh, that's not true.
Oh, no, that's right. I read one you guys did.
That's right. Dave is a comic book creator. Yeah, that is true.
It was on weird shaped paper.
Was it?
Okay. It wasn't like a standard American size paper.
Oh, probably not.
Yeah, no. When we get stuff like contracts from Europe or whatever, I'm like, how the fuck am I supposed to file this?
Exactly. Fuck you, Europe.
I love that size. I love the European album size. I want to talk Ian into doing the next one in four tiers. Because we can fit way more stuff in less pages, right?
Yeah. If I could write something that was very much like Lucky Luke, he'd be very happy. Oh, I think that's...
Tintin or Jill Jordan or... I love all those comics. I think I just love that style, that Belgian style. You're like nodding your head as if you're going to fall asleep. So
how many people out there hate that shit?
Do they hate it?
No, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, okay.
How many solid asterisk haters are
it's
there?
It's not
out
like
there?
You're making a strong statement by saying you like that.
Okay. Just the way you're looking at me, I was thinking like, oh, am I going too far here? You like French comics?
Ugh.
Ugh.
The worst.
You again. They're called Freedom Comics, Dave.
Oh, bless.
No, you know what, though? There are probably people at the gym who hate me because this is my routine. I get to the gym. Mm-hmm. I go and try like 3 or 4 different machines. None of them work right.
Okay.
And so I've got the angry scowl on my face and I'm just so angry. And then I get on the Stairmaster and I start reading comics.
Mm-hmm.
And the best was when I was on the Stairmaster, on either side of me were 2 black women. And I was reading Preacher. And then I opened up to the KKK storyline.
Ooh.
And I'm not even thinking about it. I'm just reading it because I'm reading Preacher, which, by the way, not the most appropriate thing to read at the gym.
Yeah, I was going to think. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
But I was thinking, what's the wrong page of Preacher to open up? Most of them, pretty much.
Yeah, but that one particularly bad. And both women left.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, I was like, huh, they left kind of abruptly. And
oh, dear.
Well, you know,
a little bad.
They also might not like Garth Ennis.
It's true.
You know, or
he's
Steve
not
Dillon.
For everybody.
No, Steve Dillon is a little stiff sometimes for people. You know, they don't much care for that. And that's a fair call.
Yeah, they'd rather see him do Punisher.
Yeah. Next thing you saw them like in the lobby reading Lucky Luke.
What is Lucky Luke?
Because it's the funniest sounding of the bunch.
Okay.
You know, what am I going to say? You know, the shrimps.
Shrimps. I love the shrimps.
I could go for a big plate of shrimps.
I was way too badass of a child to like that stuff.
Now, what did you like as a child? What got you into the comics situation?
Bill Malden.
Okay, yeah, Bill Malden's
great.
Yeah,
my parents had Bill Malden books. Yeah, mm-hmm. You know, some good old World War II humor.
Yeah.
Yep.
You know, 7 years old. What 7-year-old doesn't love that? And also all of the, I'm trying to blank on the
describe it.
the smut comics of the 70s.
Oh, like
a R. Crumb.
Yeah. I'm trying to remember the publisher.
Wilson and Last Gasp.
We went to a Last Gasp retrospective one year during WonderCon. I think it was like 2 years ago, and they had it at this place, 111 Minna, and they had all these covers up on the walls. And I'm looking at them, and I recognize them all from my childhood. Not as an adult working in a comic book store, but from my childhood, because it was around the house. We were poorly supervised, you know? Yeah. That's what I started on.
Were you a free range kid back then? Could you run about? Was the door open and you could go outside?
Oh yeah, yeah. My mom had a special holler that would call us home.
Yeah,
you could hear it all throughout the neighborhood.
Sure. Yeah, that's something.
Did you wait though before you came? Because with us, my mom had to yell three times. The third one was so shrill and angry that we knew we had to go back then. But we would never. Even now, I never go to dinner when I'm called right away. I'm always, the kids will call me. They'll be like, "Dad, dinner's ready," and I'll be like. Doing something,
I have to go see my family. I'll be again.
Yeah, that's right. Ugh, you guys.
You're the worst.
Are you still here?
I read some of those books, but I always read them in the woods because that's where all bad things were in the woods. And again, I was a free range kid. So you'd run in the woods, and then there'd be some place where they have comics or.
Hi, everyone. This is David. We had a little bit of a problem. The computer stopped in the middle of the show. And so there's this small gap. And then we're going to come back with Brandman talking. And Ian's story about finding comics is completely finished. So he won't be concluding that. Hopefully in the next show we'll have that one.
No. But,
never again. He doesn't want to reveal those things. So anyhow. So yeah. Now we'll just start the show again. Bye.
Yeah, the other day I was at lunch with my brother and sister-in-law and my two nephews. And one of them's in junior high right now. And I said... That's what she said.
Yeah.
To something. I can't remember what. But it was hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
And we're all laughing. And then my nephew just says, kids say that at school. And I don't know what it means. And so all of a sudden we had a teachable moment.
Yeah.
And we explained it to him.
That's nice of you.
You're carrying on your childhood of things you probably wouldn't traditionally teach children.
Yeah.
But you know what? I think that's fine. I think you can show kids all that stuff and tell them all that stuff.
Oh, no, he hates that I ever swear in front of his younger brother.
Mm-hmm.
I give him comic books all the time, obviously.
Which he hates.
And no, he's not as into them now because he'd much rather be on the computer playing games.
Okay.
But there was one time I think I brought him a Toy Fair magazine. And the next time I came over, he scolded me because there was a joke in it in one of the Toy Fair. What I forget what they call it. It was where they have the action figures.
Yeah, what's it called? Fugazi, Fumetti.
Okay, and he scolded me because it was inappropriate for his age.
Wow.
Yeah, and then I said, "You're a little pussy," and I shoved him in the dirt.
That'd be great if things have taken such a bizarro turn now that kids have just gone, no adults are policing us. We must police ourselves.
No, you rebel against your parents.
That's true.
That's why all these hippies have Republican kids.
Yeah. Yeah. I learned that from Family Ties. Yeah. The series. We all learned a lot from Family Ties, the series.
It can be that. But when you're in elementary school, you do go through a goody-goody phase. I remember kids saying to each other, I'll never smoke.
Yeah.
Swear you'll never smoke, stuff like that.
Oh, well, right? I don't swear, Dave. Otherwise, I would.
That's right. But you know what I mean, right? Promise you'll never smoke. And stuff like that. And then 2 years later, they're smoking.
Yeah.
Because now they're in grade 8 or whatever. And now it's time to.
Yeah, because you went through the peer pressure of everyone not wanting to smoke. Now the peer pressure has changed.
It was comic books that ruined me. Not even reading the smut when I was a child.
Yeah.
I was getting my first job in a comic book store at 17. I was total goody two shoes up until then.
Okay.
And then they're like, hey, you're young and innocent. Let's ruin that.
And how did that end up happening? I worked in a comic store and could I just say my thing briefly was I worked in a comic store. I was going, I love working in a comic store. This is fine. Except for the guy I was working with stealing all the damn time.
Yeah.
And as we've gone into another podcast that I actually got my work done, he didn't, but he looked busy. So I got that.
His initials were DN.
And then,
you know who you are.
That's right. Yeah, it was do not resuscitate. That was the guy. But then the guy who ran the store decided, it makes money. cults and decided to open a cult next door. And he went, you know, when the mums come in, why don't you send the mums over here and I'll have a conversation with them about how they can make their lives better. And so, yeah, there's a lot of pictures of clouds and stuff in the other room. And yeah, it got real dodgy real fast.
Wow. Did he have a really good vegetarian restaurant?
No.
No.
Is that the other thing you have to do?
All the best vegetarian restaurants are run by cults.
Well, it makes sense, because if you want to be a cult leader...
I think that's only in San Francisco.
That could be.
A Bay Area.
You want to reduce the protein level of people so they're more susceptible to stuff. Yeah. You want a low protein. Then, like, that does sound like a good idea to, like, you know...
I should only wear sneakers and kill myself if the meteor doesn't come.
Yeah.
So
it makes sense. It really does.
So your comic book store, mine was called The Comic Box. What was it?
I worked at Comic Relief in
Very nice.
Which is in Berkeley.
Which is a pretty well-known.
Yeah.
It was a well-known. I mean, it's gone now.
Like the first Eisner retailer winner.
Yeah.
I forget what the name of that award actually is.
Yeah.
But it's like, it's not
the Eisner Good On Ya Award for, hey.
Yeah.
And then,
but you're saying it was a bit of a Donkey Island for kids. They would bring you in and you'd be smoking cigars and shooting craps and stuff.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. PCP every day.
PCP
so much
sounds
angel dust
adorable
everywhere.
Now. It just sounds like, yeah. Oh, PCP.
Yeah. Don't ever do it on a first date, though.
Really? All right, good to know.
That was Branwen looks sideways.
Well, all I've learned from every TV show is the first time you do it, you jump out a window,
yep,
and then you fight a bunch of cops.
Yep.
And
you throw a cop car.
You just throw the cops off you.
We talked about it before. The only one I actually remember is the White Shadow. There was a character who was like the equipment manager. He was this quiet guy who you just saw him like at a couple shows, and the next thing you know, he's jumping off a roof because he's on PCP. Like, where is the arc? You know what I mean? There's no arc.
Oh, the arc was the jump that he made.
Yeah.
That's the arc.
It's the nice swan dive that he took.
Oh, yeah,
that
yeah.
Was the,
no, in the Bay Area punk scene, when I was, you know, active in the Bay Area punk scene, it was pretty much the rule that West Bay punks did heroin,
okay.
East Bay punks did speed, and nobody touched PCP because everybody was scared of it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
So if a bunch of nihilistic punk rockers won't touch it,
well, someone,
you probably shouldn't either.
Do you know who'll touch it? You know who touch it? Horses.
It's
They're
true.
Horses will touch it.
Someone made up a drug once that was, and I believed it, which is like angel dust. You know, there's a new thing coming out. What's it called? Devil dust. It's even worse. And I believed it because I knew nothing of drugs and I was an idiot.
There was a...
And then I went to my cult meeting.
A restaurant in Berkeley called Hot Dog Heaven.
Mm-hmm.
My best friend and I always wanted to open Hot Dog Hell right across the street.
Okay.
Just to see who got the most business in, you know, the Bay Area.
Yeah.
I'd like to open like a hot dog limbo and just sell veggie dogs plain right next door. Just like really reasonable prices.
Yeah.
It's not great. It's not bad. The seats aren't very comfortable, but what are you going to do?
Yeah. So yours was Hot Dog Limbo?
Yeah.
So I could have opened Hot Dog Purgatory. I could have that one. But what would I have in it though? Fish ones.
Fish dogs.
Fish dogs, yeah.
I think there actually is a market for that. So comics corrupted you.
Yeah.
Now, was it the people who worked at the store just saw this innocent young thing coming in and just went, we can mold her? Or
oh,
was it comics themselves?
It was kind of that. And it was also, I was out of high school.
Yeah.
You know, I was living in Daly City and I hated living there so much.
So
I mean,
Daly City, is that another Bay Area?
Yeah, it's next to Colma, which is where all the cemeteries are. And it's always foggy and cold. And there were three punk rockers there, and yeah. I was one of them.
Sounds like a great place to be a goth.
Oh, yeah.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
That'd be perfect.
And we did have a couple of goths. But it wasn't for me.
No.
Mm-hmm. Daly City sounds like it's from comic books.
There's some great people. There's a song about it. Ticky Tacky Houses on a Hill or something like that. I don't know.
We'll find the clip.
Sure. And my stepmom knows. I can find out.
If you could get your stepmom to sing the song for us, we will put that on the air.
So okay.
What time period were you in the punk rock, like the Bay Area punk rock?
I went to my first show in 89.
89. Okay.
Yeah.
So you were, okay.
Yeah.
So who would have been like popular then?
The very first punk show I ever went to was a Green Day show.
Oh, okay. Mm.
At the Camel Barn in Benicia, California.
Okay. So you were part of the punk revival.
Yeah. Would I mean, I'm not old school.
I wouldn't
anything.
Think of Green Day as, cause see, I saw Dead Kennedys, but that would have been 84. So they're probably near the end of their time. No, it would have been later than 84. 85 maybe. But somewhere around that time I saw.
Yeah, that was before my time.
It was terrible. The show was good.
But you're two generations of fans of that music.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Look at the resentment.
It was terrible because Jello Biafra.
You have to have a rivalry.
He wore this stocking on his head, and I was like, oh, wow, he's like pretending to be a terrorist or a bank robber or whatever. No, it was to prevent all the gob from going in his mouth. Like, the whole time he was singing, people were spitting on him. And I was up at the front. I was like, this is disgusting. Like, why am I at this?
I was managing the punk rock club that he got beaten up at in, what was it, 94?
I don't know.
They stomped on his knee pretty good. He had ligament damage. I mean,
why were they mad at him?
I missed the beginning of it because
you're managing.
There was kind of a riot, and I followed the riot outside to see how that was going.
Yeah, as you do, you should.
Yeah, and then I realized
safety tip: follow the riot.
Wait a second. You left Jello by himself.
I didn't even know he was there. I'd never met him, and I wasn't even supposed to be working the show. I just showed up to see the band and. Yeah. And, the guy who's supposed to be running the show is down the street making out with a girl, so I guess I should step in.
Wow. I did a movie with Jello Biafra.
Uh-huh.
There, that's my whole story.
All right.
That was the whole story.
Movie that was a good one.
The Widower.
Skip Chaser?
Oh, you really
nailed it. I've done two movies, and just like...
Skip Chaser.
You know what? This is the difference between the two generations of punk fans. Yeah. One is polite and respectful. The other one just gets a little mean. You leave Jello Biafra. You could have brought him with. You know what? Because there's always room for Jello. Always room for Jello.
Brandon, can I come with you? Like, no, I'm going to go check out the riot. You stay here, Jello. Just stay right over there.
You'll be fine right there in the corner.
He's quivers lately. Yeah.
That's right. And if he throws up, he's got the stocking on his head. It doesn't even go through. It's terrible.
Yeah.
Poor Jello Biafra.
Yeah. Anyway, I didn't even realize it was him until he was giving the statement to the police, and I recognized the voice.
Okay, yeah. It's pretty distinctive.
Yeah. And I heard the voice, and I said, fuck, my life is going to be really bad for the next month or two. Because it was all about me. It wasn't about him.
Oh, of course.
You know?
Yeah. It's never about Jello.
He didn't really sing so much as Bray. He had kind of like a sheepish, like a sheep kind of. Okay, it's not very nice to say that. I shouldn't say that.
The guy was in a riot, Dave.
He wasn't just in a riot. His knee was stomped, and his tent. What was it again? His cartilage?
Ligament.
Oh, his ligaments were damaged.
Tendons. I don't know. It was bad.
Some ligament damage.
Yeah.
Right?
So I followed the riot outside, and then I realized that all of the security was outside, and nobody was inside.
Yeah.
And I went inside and saw people pulling other people off somebody and. And
they're like, hey, man. That's what people say during that.
I was like, wow, he's not getting up. I should probably call the cops.
Gosh.
Even though, you know, we don't like doing that if we can avoid it.
And is that good preparation for working in the comic book industry now?
And then it was a punk.
It actually kind of is.
Yeah, it kind of is. Yeah.
Yeah. I've learned how to deal with a lot of difficult personalities.
Mm-hmm.
You haven't worked with Ian. That's all I'm saying.
I could see that because there is a bit of a, it's weird. There is a bit of a rock star thing to some of the creators.
Oh, yeah.
You know, there's fans who, I don't like saying fans. I like saying readers usually, but sometimes there's fans who just get a little intense, who then the boundaries break.
Yeah.
And it's nice to have someone who has, well, ignored Jello Biafra's plight, obviously, but who's learned from her mistakes, who is there, who might be able to handle it.
Sure. We'll say that I learned from them.
Yeah. And you can pull them off, you know, an Eric Larson or what have you, and just go, yeah, easy, buddy. And talk him down.
One weird thing about that whole experience was that I ended up writing a press release about it, and it was read on MTV News.
Mm. Mm.
And, you know, punk rockers, fuck you, MTV. And of all the press coverage that the thing got, they actually had the best report on it, mm-hmm. like the most balanced. They were the only ones who referenced our press release. And
wow.
Yeah.
Nice.
I was like, way to let me down, my own local scene.
Way to go. So did you do a fanzine? Yeah,
I did a couple of fanzines.
Okay.
My best friend from high school, Jennifer, our first zine was called Rutabaga.
Okay.
And there were
good name.
Two issues. Mm-hmm.
And
thank
I mean that
you.
Sincerely.
Thank you. And then we both had our solo careers. And I did a zine called Sour Mash. And I can't remember how many
issues. That sounds familiar, actually, Sour Mash.
That's because you're an alcoholic.
All right. It was an interesting way to find out.
But there you go.
That's right.
I didn't mean to tell you, Ian.
Yeah.
Hey, I'll take any intervention I can get.
You know that camelback of vodka you wear all the time? That's all I'm saying.
I used to be involved in a lot of the zine scene in Vancouver, and we'd always have a whole big mix of, you know, it'd be next to someone who's, you know, a nude model who does this and that and the other. And it's like us with a, you know, a little comedy zine next to someone else who does mini comics, next to someone else who does, you know, something in with music. And that does sound familiar, though. Was it popular?
I don't know. I mean, people actually bought it. Mm-hmm. But it was also a quarter.
That's fine. Yeah. A quarter is a quarter. And they could have bought gum.
It's hard to imagine that kind of scene now.
Yeah.
The way music is
now. It's all blogs or Tumblr.
And it's less accessible, too. I mean, what you're seeing on blog and Tumblr are press pictures, you know, released videos by the bands and stuff like that. Yeah. You're not catching them behind, you know, back of the stage. Like, I did a fanzine as well with a friend called Generic Drivel, and we cornered Peter Buck in the bathroom at the Commodore in Vancouver, and he gave us press passes. We interviewed REM. This was during the Reckoning tour. Just the fact that these guys would even talk to two teenagers, you know, is just like amazing. And then like Henry Rollins, we interviewed him, Husker Du, and they would talk to us, you know, like it's so hard to imagine that now. I mean, I know they weren't like super popular bands at the time, but still, I mean, even bands that are like, you know, some low level band, playing clubs, they're not going to want to talk to kids nowadays in that way. But they're totally open to us, you know, shake our hands, give us an interview. Henry Rollins, at the end of the show, he took a past issue of Generic Drivel and slapped it on his sweaty chest. So we have this great picture of him on stage with Generic Drivel, you know, stuck to his chest.
Sweet.
Oh, he was awesome. Yeah. He wouldn't want to be in the front of the stage when he's swinging at people.
No.
Because he'd get really aggressive. But yeah. And of course, they toured so much, they're in town like every 4 months, it seemed like. But it was a different time then, different scene.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, even though there's like so many blogs and like you say, Tumblr and everything, I just feel like it's way less accessible than the way it was for us. You know, that there was a really great lady named Bev Davies in Vancouver, and she was at every show, every concert, whether it was Def Leppard or I don't know who it would be, the Things, the band that came that no one knew about. And she would be there and take pictures, and she would just give us like, you know, glossies to run in the fanzine. She wouldn't charge us. Yeah. It blows my mind. I wonder if she's broke.
It seems like another difference is that back then you were almost revealing secrets. Like you'd get something there you would never get in any other place, you know, or you'd talk about a band that was, you just found out about and like you got to hear it. And now it's just, hey, you should hear this band. Here's the link. Immediately listen to it if you want. And that doesn't really exist anymore.
People still do zines, but yeah, I mean it's all on computers these days. This is why we need to fear them.
Yeah, because as you said, Skynet is coming. You're right.
Yeah.
Well, we miss the days of Factsheet 5 when you could
sit
and read a magazine about other fanzines that are, you know.
Yeah.
What's interesting though is that I've actually started going to shows again at 94 Gilman Street, which was the club that I'd managed.
Yeah.
And I look around, and all of the kids look exactly the same as we did. They all just have smartphones.
Yeah.
You know, the technology has changed some, but the fashion is the same. They're wearing patches of bands that I saw, you know, 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That.
So it's a revival now.
I guess. I don't know.
Maybe it ever went away. Did it go away?
Don't call it a comeback. They've been here for years.
Yeah.
Put suckers in fear. What is it? I can't remember.
I used to go to shows with my friend Debbie. We used to go to Gilman together.
Yeah.
And now her 14-year-old son, Sebastian, goes to shows at Gilman and works shows. And last show I went to, he was working the door. And it's awesome. He's great. He's punk as fuck. He's like 14 years old. It's so rad.
That is great.
Yeah.
That's cool.
It doesn't make me feel old at all.
Everything makes me feel old. Getting out of bed makes me feel
old. That I gotta admit, the physicality of it makes me feel old. Yeah, that's fair enough.
Like I cannot bounce around like I used. Remember how I used to like to fall?
Yeah,
I could take a good fall.
Yeah.
I could like do a really great fake fall. It's not so fun anymore.
I think you
a
had
flat fall,
I think,
perhaps.
Yeah, he would like do a thing, watch me, and he'd run down a hallway and just go whoa and just smash himself around. But that's having too much.
Maybe he's the alcoholic.
I think so. Well, it's just too much energy.
It was an energy thing.
You're born as a baby with a certain amount of energy, and you've got to blow it out of your system somehow.
I don't believe that.
Okay, well.
That's what she said. That's because
okay, was it too much energy or blow it out of your system? Was that what
blow
she said?
Blow it out of your system.
Thank you very much. I agree. I agree with that. No, I find... And I'm not a much of a music person.
Yeah.
But to me, the two things I like, again, are comedy and comics. Mm-hmm. And that feels like I like revealing secrets to people of like, have you seen this? Yeah. Have you not seen this? Because you just know there's stuff that they like that they would never.
Yeah.
You know, that still seems secretish.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like, have you heard this comedian? Have you read this book?
Me trying to get my brother to listen to podcasts.
Yeah.
And he won't do it.
Well, they seem weird. Brothers. What is it? Is it a radio show? What is it?
It is hard.
I don't get it.
To describe them though to people, because I often, like, if I talk to people about Sneaky Dragon, people who are older than me, they'll say, "What is a podcast?" And then you go, "It's a, yeah, what is it? Like, an internet?
It's like
radio
a radio show?
Show
you can listen to anytime."
I guess. Oh, well, how could I? Why didn't think of that?
Oh, Jesus,
I'm so dumb.
You sound like a person who writes a press release once in a while. Holy crap, that was awesome.
You're hired.
Yeah. Hey, Dave.
Sweet.
That's what she said. I meant something intelligent. I don't mean that in a sexist bullshit way.
Yeah.
I mean, she said something intelligent,
right.
This woman right here.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Do
well
occasion.
Done.
I'm surprised. Oh, wait, that was sexist and bullshit. I'm sorry.
Indeed it was. Indeed it was. No, I agree. This actually feels, this makes me sound like an idiot, but this feels very punk rock. It's just like, to me, you know, punk rock was just clearing out the bullshit and just like getting between.
Punk rock would not have all this equipment.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
No,
but you know what? Frankly, it doesn't need to. It could just be two microphones and the oldest, shittiest, you know, tape
recorder. Two turntables and a microphone.
Well played.
We stole this equipment.
Oh, there you go.
That's punk rock.
That's right.
Yeah.
From a Christian rock group that was
that's
on
right.
tour.
Yeah.
They were called the Holy Rollers.
Excellent.
And they're in the bathroom right now.
Tied up.
Yeah,
duct tape.
We've released a gas that we should be able to get them to snap out of.
The Daily City Holy Rollers.
Yeah, we couldn't carry all this stuff across the border. Are you crazy?
Oh, man. They just stop you right away.
That would
be... Oh, that Homeland Security.
Oh, that's right. So you guys secure now?
Sure, totally.
Good.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they got this place locked down.
Oh, you want to
You know what? Here's the thing about Homeland Security. It was so good, it cured AIDS.
That's what happened.
No, that was me.
Oh, was that you?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought that was just a side effect.
God.
Nice try.
You know what? I'm so Take good, though. Here. I took a box cutter past security into the World Trade Center Memorial. I didn't do it on purpose.
I'm assuming not. No. Did you just...
Wow.
Yeah, it was during New York Comic Con last year.
Right.
And I was out on a field trip with Richard Starkings. We went and saw Occupy
Richard
Wall
Starkings,
Street.
Author of Elephant Man.
Yeah. And Comicraft, famous letterer. Yeah.
Also, one of the comic creators with a beard. That's all we're
Wait
saying.
A
yeah.
That's
yeah.
all we're yeah. saying.
Wait a second, though. He wears a hat.
Jolly former British man.
That's right.
That's true.
He's a naturalized citizen now, so.
Oh, is he?
He's okay.
That's right.
Okay.
Elephant Man is a slang term in the UK for something terrible.
Okay. So you were at the site with Richard.
Yeah. And I didn't want to go to the World Trade Center Memorial because I do not like crying in public.
Right.
Okay.
I don't like it. It's not for me. But he offered to pay and he talked me into it. And so we went
you
in.
You seem to be an easy talk into person.
Yeah.
Like examples, climbing up a mountain, coming to this podcast.
I guess so.
Hey, Brian, she's clearly got better things to do and yet you're here. Okay,
hey,
go ahead.
Here, edit my book. I'm like, all right. And so we went to the little museum thing mm-hmm. and we went on the walking tour mm-hmm. where people who are there and who have a personal connection to 9/11 give you a walk around and then tell you their story at the end of it. And then you go wait in line to get into the actual memorial. And you have to go through security with metal detectors and everything. And they scan your bag and all that. And we're standing in line and I realize I have my nice Craftsman box cutter in my bag. And I said to Richard, I was like, shit, I got a box cutter in my bag. Be cool. And we went through just fine.
Yeah.
I was like, this is what brought down the planes.
Yeah.
Exactly this.
Because Al-Qaeda said to each other, be cool.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, they don't expect us to be cool.
Yeah, so Good job, Homeland Security.
Yeah, they totally Fonzied it up, and that's how that happened.
I don't know if you should have announced that on internet radio.
No, anyway. That's fine. It's after the fact. Speaking of, like, crying
people
in public.
Could listen to this anywhere.
That just reminds me, like, it was maybe a couple of years ago, but we're right now at the Emerald City Comic Con.
Yep.
That's why we're here. Pia and I came, as we did this time, by Amtrak, and when you get let off at Amtrak, you get at the train station, and a couple of years back, they had a memorial to 9/11, and they had a huge piece of the World Trade Center there, and we did not expect that. And so we're coming off the train, and Pia sees this and like, what's that? And she realizes what it is and just starts crying, and I'm like, I see her crying, and that gets me crying, and we're just a mess right off, because you're also emotional after a long trip and it's just like, oh, a little warning would have been nice. And then like I've got something to complain about. You can't complain about that. Yeah, what's your bad 9/11 memory? Oh, came off a train, we saw a piece of it, started to cry.
Wasn't expecting
really
it.
Embarrassing.
Gosh.
Yeah, thanks a lot, terrorists.
Yeah.
Yeah, but good for you. You've taken care of all that now.
Thanks.
Good. Yeah. Nice, well played.
I cured terrorism.
Terrorism is a disease. Branwen's the cure.
That's right. I got to get on that cancer next.
Please do.
All right.
It's and by personal. That, cure it.
Yeah.
Please.
That's how you get on it. All right.
Brandon, did you know I had cancer?
But you don't anymore. You know why? Boom. There's the cure right there. That's what happened.
I was in the room with you.
It's the Branwen bump.
It gets rid of the bump.
Helps everybody's life. Everybody's life is better.
Mm-hmm. Just by listening to this podcast, probably a disease that you didn't even know you had has been cured.
Yeah.
There's probably a little lupus gone. That's out of there. Jock itch, probably taken care of.
Psoriasis.
Yeah. You know what? Listen, just take off your headphones and just when Branwen's talking, rub that on any part of your body that has a rash.
Yep. Go splash around in some sewage. You'll be fine.
Is that all it takes?
Yep. That's our tip.
Yeah.
You just brought out something. Did you want to?
I wanted. Yeah.
Okay, Dave just brought something out. That's what she said.
Oh, visual aids are good for podcasts.
We cured visual aids.
This is a bit visual because I don't usually prepare things for Sneaky Dragon. I like it.
Yeah, that's true. It's sort of like your first PCP experience. They usually what these podcasts are like.
I like Ian to do all the work. He does the heavy lifting. I just follow
behind. The angel dust.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yes.
Fight off the five cops.
I wanted to talk about that, Ian, because I was going to show you how I can fly in a little bit.
Okay. Oh, sweet.
We're on the eighth floor. That should be good. Right outside of Macy's.
Well, you work in comic books long enough, you do get superpowers.
Oh, okay.
That's why Stan Lee can live so long. I hope he doesn't die by the time this... He's going to
still be alive.
That'd be totally embarrassing. But Stan Lee looks way too healthy for someone who's been around as long as Stan Lee has. Yeah. Yes. Very, very spry.
Superpowers.
Yep.
Superpowers, yes. So I wanted to talk a little bit about Branwen's tattoos, because people cannot see Branwen, but Branwen is, you are tattooed.
Or can they?
Can they?
The window's open. It's a fair comment.
That's true.
The curtains are open.
People across the street working at Macy's can see you.
Well, that was part of Branwen's demands. We'll do the podcast in this hotel room, but the windows remain open. Everyone knows I'm here.
It's the only way I can get off.
She has a little white handkerchief.
Did you catch that a little bit?
Yes, I did.
All right, moving on.
It was a sex joke.
I got it.
That's what she said.
What do you mean?
It doesn't work when it's a direct. Yeah, master of the single entendre.
I had sex.
That's what she said. I like to fuck. That's what she said. Wait a second.
I got to explain this to a young friend of mine.
Right. Now, what he means is she really likes bowling.
Oh, my nephew's going to scold us all. Oh,
and well, he should.
Yeah.
He won't hear it.
No, it's an explicitly rated podcast. Brother, you shouldn't be listening.
It's true. It's not. It's not like YouTube him. Videos of people playing Halo, so he won't care.
Like, there's no Halo swearing. Like, if you ever get on the, that's nothing but.
I wonder
you're
if he knows what teabagging is. That's big in Halo. Anyway,
so
back to my awesome tattoos.
Back to your awesome tattoos, because Branwen is.
Let's get off the teabags and onto the tats.
You have one on your ankle. Is that what you're saying? One near your opposite.
My ankle is this big.
Okay, again, that really helps on that podcast.
Okay.
Yeah.
You've got, I'm not too sure. Okay, playing cards, rocket ships.
And my cat's lady. Paw print.
Oh, cat's paw, okay.
It's really hard to take a paw print of a cat.
Do you officially have sleeves?
Yeah, this probably counts as sleeves.
Because sleeves, really, when I see them at the gym and stuff, they're like these ornate blobs.
I still have one inner bicep ready to go.
Okay, okay. Because I've got something for you, Brandon.
Really?
Yeah.
Dave, when you do this, by the way, please put music onto this.
What music do you want?
I don't know, but just something, I don't know, the TriStar, like whatever, that unicorn jumping over the thing. I don't know, the opening of the movies. Oh, okay. Something movie-like.
Okay. First, I want to apologize for the way the drawing looks, because I didn't realize, if I drew this on vellum, design vellum.
Uh-huh.
And when you erase on design vellum, you erase ink. So, anyway. But yeah, I drew this for your, so there you go. I want you to get this done.
Oh my God!
Okay, please describe what you're looking at right now, Bramwin. Bramwin, you have not seen this before. Please describe
I've never seen this, and what I'm looking at is a dragon riding a unicorn.
Yeah.
And he has a really intent look on his face.
Yeah.
Like kind of like a devilishly pleased with himself intensity.
Yeah.
And the unicorn is just kind of like, oh, whatever, so I got a dragon riding on me. I'm jumping over a rainbow. And then there's some shooting stars.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure what...
It's a fiery explosion with smoke.
Okay, cool. Fire and explosions, that's always good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I went for everything.
The only thing that would make this better is if the rainbow was coming out of the unicorn's butt.
Yeah, no.
Can we fix that in Photoshop?
It's not gonna happen.
I have a collection of drawings people have done for me of unicorns shitting out rainbows.
Okay, well, I could. Oh, I didn't realize that.
Because after a unicorn kills and eats a virgin, it shits a rainbow.
I'm going to change it. What I'll do is I'll have the rainbow, it'll circle around and come out of the butt.
All right.
Because I can do that.
You know what?
No, this is good. Fantastic.
By the way,
they'll say sneaky dragon.
That is not a million miles away from what it's like being a professional comic book artist.
Yeah.
You gave it to Brandman, who is an editor in the comic book industry. Yeah. She gave you a note.
Yeah.
You took said note, rolled over like the dog that you are.
And now he'll take about 6 months to do it.
That's right.
Yeah.
And then because you're a lady, when it comes out, it will be 15 minutes late.
Yeah, I'll be the holdup.
That's right.
That's right.
The X-Men, that's right there. Boom. Where's the latest dragon unicorn issue? Ass rainbow coming out. Squad.
If people are concerned, because now they're listening, they're like, "What? Where is it? What?" When we put up our shows, if you only listen to this on iTunes, on our website or on our Facebook page, we always have the title cards that I like to make for each show, the thematic title cards. So that will be next
the title
week's
card.
Thematic title card, and you'll be able to
see
it. And I insist that Brandon.
So I could get it tattooed on me while I'm here, and then you could take a photo of it.
Well, we insist on that. I assumed you were you're not
you
leaving
got the
this
tattoo artist in the armoire ready to go.
Yeah, we're not leaving this room until that's done.
That's awesome.
Good job,
I'll just
Dave.
Make a lot of noise and put that away.
That was the first time we brought a prop into the show.
Well, I just wanted...
So I am a first for something.
You certainly are. Yeah, well, this is the first time we've ever left the country.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, this is our first foreign...
This is our first real American, because I'm about as American as...
Apple pie.
Apple pie is American, isn't it?
Is it? Is it like basketball? We invented that, Canada. We invented basketball.
Well, we invented it in the States, though. It was invented by a Canadian who was working in the States.
Okay, well, you go to hell and die, then.
He was properly inspired once here.
James Naismith, yes.
Yeah, that's right.
I'll take your word for that.
Yeah.
That does make sense, because they use peach baskets. Why would they have peach baskets up in Canada?
Yes.
We can't grow a peach.
Yes, we can.
Can we? Right. Kelowna. Exactly. Yeah. My mistake.
Not like ours.
Oh, you got the best peaches
good.
Here.
Yeah.
We got Georgia.
Georgia
lots
peach.
Of peaches and racism.
Yeah, that's what causes racism is peaches.
We have the Okanagan.
Yeah, well, listen, wherever they go and
that
they
must
have...
be why I like nectarines better.
Well, it's like the more sweet things that you eat, the more racist you become. That's the thing. Like tea, that is the most racist place there is. And then as you go up north, I like an iced tea. There's no sugar in it. That's where they're most tolerant.
That's really why I cut out the sweets. I was getting a little too racist.
And if you want
to, I had to cut back.
If you want to be completely tolerant, sushi.
I like sushi.
Yeah,
I eat a lot of that.
Yeah, Ben, you're very tolerant.
Yeah.
Of us right now with our bullshit.
I'm putting up with you filthy Canadians.
Absolutely. I appreciate it. See, it's starting to slip a bit. And that's because
shit.
Yeah, that's right. Because you know why? You're thinking of the sugar you're going to have later on tonight.
A bag full of candy sitting next to me.
You certainly do.
Ready to go.
How many hours are you away till
what
you
time
can
is
eat
it?
Candy? It's 5:40 p.m.
Okay. That means I have to do math. That's a little over 6 hours.
Yeah, okay. 6 hours and 6 hours.
Yeah.
6 hours and 21 minutes.
And right. then right Thank onto you. Twitter with the most racist screeds you've ever seen.
I should totally do that.
Oh, completely.
Yeah. 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 Everyone will love me for it. I'll get so many more followers.
Oh, you certainly would.
Especially the kind of followers that I want.
There's not enough real strong right-wing racist comics. We need a little bit more of that action
it's
happening.
Because the politicians are dominating that field.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
And that Mitt Romney, he sure thinks he's a funny guy.
He does. Well, yeah, he wrote Richie Rich comics for a while back in the day, but that was just because he was very experienced in that field.
Yeah.
He went like, what's it like to be a kid who's got nothing but money and no damn problems? Yeah. He went, I know. Listen, you're on Richie Rich. And so he wrote those comics for most of the 80s, Mitt Romney.
I never read the 80s one, so I must have missed that.
Yeah, it was just where it was kind of a jerk, and he was always flip-flopping on things, yeah.
Yeah.
But, like, what comic would, like, say a Rick Santorum?
He was like,
really
oh, here's
like,
your healthcare. Psych!
Psych, yeah, pull back. Pull yeah. back. He would, like, offer Pee-wee and Freckles healthcare, health benefits, because yeah. they had the scabies, and then it just, like, pull it right back.
Oh, yeah. Here's control over your own reproductive rights. Psych!
Take that, little Lotta. But then she just like beat the shit out of him because she was very strong.
That was a good beating. I liked it.
Oh yeah, little Lotta would just crack some skulls.
Yeah. Rick Santorum
should get her into the.
Can I just say sorry? Now this is the only time I'd probably have a chance to like. Okay. You know, who would win in a fight in the Harvey universe? Okay, because we have a comic book person here.
I gotta say though, I was never a Harvey person.
I don't give a fuck.
All right.
So who would win? And I didn't ask for your life story.
Yeah, we
I just want you to play along with this.
Why am I here then?
Because we need to balance it out.
All right.
Otherwise, Dave and I yell at each other and I don't get a ride home. Okay. Who would win in a fight? I'll ask you this, Dave. You can join in if you want, Branwyn, okay. but you probably don't want to because you're not playing along with the bit.
Who would
win in a fight between Little Lotta
okay.
and Baby Huey? Baby Huey was a giant duck yeah. in a diaper who was incredibly strong.
No, I know. I've called Eric Larson Baby Huey before.
Who hasn't? It's on his business card.
I don't know if he appreciated it.
Can I just point out that little story when we first met Branwyn at a restaurant in San Francisco.
Yeah, she was working as a waitress in a cocktail bar.
That's right.
Zoetrope.
Yeah.
That's, what's his name? Godfather Guy's restaurant.
Yeah, Francis Ford Coppola's restaurant.
Yeah, is actually Sophia Coppola's restaurant that Francis Ford Coppola.
Yeah,
Eric Larson was there. And Brian was being nice and she was introducing everyone and then she introduced Eric. She was, and this is Eric. And I went, and you are... It was a great moment in my life.
Yeah.
And everyone stared at me like...
And then Eric Larson pulled out a pad, drew an entire issue of Savage Dragon right. in 5 minutes,
5 minutes,
handed it to you, and went, that's who I am, motherfucker. Boom, dropped it like a microphone.
Right. Flipped the table.
Boom.
Yeah, flipped the table.
Caught it.
That's right, caught it, Australian style. That joke makes no sense unless you just had lunch with us, and Shane McCarthy will
you
explain that joke
with
in the next
us.
Podcast.
It was good times.
It was
terrible service, but
terrible service and a smelly waitress, apparently.
Yes.
She was a bitch.
She was. Because our friend Shane McCarthy, who may be on a future podcast, said to her, nice, I'm not going to do the Australian accent because that makes him angry. Nice tattoo.
He's not here.
I know, but he might listen to this. Nice tattoo. And she went, and this walked off. And oh, that's just not what you do.
He didn't like it.
Right. Anyway, back to,
yeah.
Baby Huey,
he wanted some
Little
time.
Lotta, in a fight.
Yeah.
Boom. Who wins? Dave.
You just said in the universe, and I had an answer, and now I can't use it.
Okay, what?
Cadbury.
Why does Cadbury win?
He would beat everyone.
Why? He's just a guy, just a dude.
Cadbury's awesome.
You know. All right, fair enough.
He is neither Baby Huey or Little Lotta, though.
Ever seen him with his shirt off?
Yes, I saw the erotic Richie Rich comics of the 90s.
I don't know why they showed him that way, but he's like a muscular guy. He's
yeah,
like,
those were the ones that Rick Santorum did before he went, this is all wrong, and then he got off the thing.
No, the ones Gene Colan drew.
That's right.
Do you remember those ones?
No, not at all.
Yeah,
I don't.
He did. He drew like adventure Richie Rich
ones. Oh, neat.
Yeah,
oh.
yeah. And they were drawn like the Richie Rich style, but they had like the villains and the minor characters were drawn more realistic.
I got to meet him once when I was doing a bongo panel, and it was for the horror comic, and I was in that year, and it was Marv Wolfman on the other side, Gene Colan. They were doing a Dracula kind of parody. Then you had Bernie Wrightson and Len Wein, and it was just like, well, this is ridiculous. I in no way belong on this panel at all. And we were doing I just want to shut up and let you guys talk. And they were so nice, and we're like, no, you guys are great. No, you guys are great. And it was just like, I just felt like an idiot being there.
Did you just stand up and say, I think you're all assholes?
Yeah.
Yep, that's Branwen style. Listen, fuckwits. Then clang.
She just carries a mic around that's not even connected.
That's right.
I bring my own to every event. Right.
That would be the best for like questions and answers, like a Q&A. Yeah, I'd just like to answer. Did you bring your own microphone? Yeah. Anyway, I know you're...
And drop it after each answer.
Gold-plated. Boom.
Gold-plated bitches, drop.
I'm going to knock all this shit over when we're done.
That's right. I got a Shadowhawk question. Bam. What are you going to do with that character now that AIDS is cured? Bam. That was his hook. Anyway.
That was his hawk?
Yeah, that was the hook. That was the hawk. I don't want to get you into trouble with any image stuff. Everything's fine.
We're not dissing image.
We're not dissing image. Everything's great.
I'm just saying, I didn't recognize a person who drew for the or owns the company. Doesn't just draw for it.
That's fine.
One of the co-owners of the guy didn't, because I don't know those things.
Why would you? You're a grown ass man. Why would you be at a Comic Con?
You got a family. You got shit to do. You can't be looking at Bleeding Cool and Newsarama.
No, he's got leaves to rake.
Yeah.
He's got a horse to shoe.
Yeah.
Real stuff. If he's reading comics while he's shoeing a horse, he gets the horse kicking him in the head.
Cancer to get over.
That's right. Because that still exists. Because someone's too lazy to go up a fucking hill.
No. I'll get to it.
All your stories sound like you're a Greek myth. And when you got to the top, you met all the apples that cured the AIDS, came down. And there you are. We're going into period here. I just want to say we're at the, as we said, Emerald City Comic Con. Have you seen anything interesting here during the time that you have been here? Something like maybe a cosplayer that you have enjoyed or some such.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, geez.
I did yesterday.
You're really putting me on the spot here.
Well, let's go to Dave first.
All right.
And then we'll give you a little time to get your thoughts in order. 15 minutes late with the frickin' responses. Okay, go ahead.
It's Image. Remember how Image was always late? Wasn't that their reputation? That's not the case anymore, though, right?
Never.
Never now.
Never. Now and nothing I ever edit is late.
Ever late.
No. Well, people know Marvel and DC like as being premature. Like Marvel and DC are premature.
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 Moving on.
Moving That's right. On.
How about that Final Four basketball stuff?
Thing, March craziness.
Oh, Lin's out for the rest of the season.
He's out for because he's not even in college basketball.
College basketball.
Hey, how about Canada inventing those in the States?
Yeah. And right.
I saw yesterday there's a girl dressed as Tigra.
Yeah, that was interesting.
That was I interesting.
My okay. Yeah, I couldn't register that for some reason.
Because she was orange. She was like orange.
Yeah, it felt like I had a little bit of a disorder where you hit your head. Yeah, and you can't.
Was she a Hollywood starlet?
She was orange unitard with a bikini.
No, okay. She's just kind of regular folk, which I like. I like someone
the regular folk.
I mean from the orange fake tan.
No, I see. No.
Come on, get my dumb jokes.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I just didn't get it.
Sorry.
You should have spell it out because we have built little cue cards.
Well, I did after the fact.
Each other when we say them.
Jokes are funnier when you've explained them after the fact.
She'll show me the card 15 minutes. 15 minutes from now.
All right.
All right. So, have you seen
anyone?
Well, this wasn't actually connected to Emerald City Comic Con, but there's also a pottery convention going on.
Yes, there is. There's a big rivalry between the two.
Yeah, they're at the Sheraton also.
Okay.
And they were at the other end of the lobby.
Okay.
And they pulled out banjos and guitars, and I was just waiting for the hacky sacks. But then I realized I'm way too fucking punk rock to even witness that. So, I mean, it's bad enough I'm in Berkeley.
Before the Scruggs and Flats started playing?
Oh, man. So many, like, Tevas and dreadlock.
What are Tevas?
Those shoes with the straps and...
Sandals, you mean?
They're not good, yeah.
They're like a sandal.
Like, my grandma could get away with wearing them because, you know, she's old. She deserves to be comfortable.
She does. Old people deserve to be comfortable.
The worst shoes
But the
are?
Young? Fuck that.
Yeah. Exactly. What were you going to say?
I was going to say the worst shoes are those kind of like clog shoes. Like the shoes that are like clogs, you know, like the leather upper.
Uh-huh.
And they just slip on.
People who work in hospitals wear those.
Yeah, people that cure diseases like Branwen does. Yeah.
Don't?
I've Not that we have hospitals hospital. Here.
No, you don't.
Yeah, we don't have any healthcare.
No, it's free market. It's basically the American healthcare system. Have you seen Hunger Games? That's basically it.
Yep.
They send people out and whoever wins that.
I've been in training.
Yeah, that's how that goes.
That's really what the gym stuff is for.
for the Hunger Games. Yeah. Well, after the next election, who knows?
It's the arm wrestling.
Things might just go complete. Oh, you're an amazing arm wrestler.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, I wish there's pictures of you arm wrestling Conan O'Brien, as among other people.
Yep, yep. And that same weekend, I arm wrestled your wife, and that is up on YouTube. I do not have the video of me arm wrestling Conan O'Brien. Mm-hmm. They had me sign a model release.
Right.
And we thought that it would be on his Comic-Con segment, and it was not.
Oh. Boo.
Yeah, but they did put up a couple of photos from it.
And then seconds later...
Did he win?
He ended up on the floor.
Yeah, that's true.
He might have been hamming it up a little.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if you've seen this Conan O'Brien fellow.
Yeah.
Oh, and then later he stole my joke.
Oh, explain.
Yeah. At the event, it was at the museum where it was all the Flaming Sea artwork, fan right. art that people had done.
Bruce Timm did the original one, yeah.
Yeah, and he asked everyone if he should keep the beard or not, you know, because he'd grown out the beard after all that NBC yeah. shenanigans. And then I said, I can't believe you're letting Comic-Con make this decision for you. And he left. And then later, Jonathan Chan, who works at Image and who had been at the art show with me,
yeah.
he sent me a link to a video of Conan O'Brien's panel that he did with Bruce Timm after that. And he asked the audience, should I keep the beard or not? And then he said, I can't believe I'm letting Comic-Con make this decision for me.
Oh, my God.
Well, now everyone knows.
And then the next day, Jay Leno did the same joke, stole it right out of yeah. Conan O'Brien.
Yeah.
So that is the food chain.
So he should just hire me as a writer.
I don't disagree with that at all.
And give me lots of money so I can have a home gym.
Exactly.
And not deal with the riffraff ever again.
But then
again.
What would you tweet? You just tweet things about yourself and how much you're self-loathing. That could be a dangerous road to go
yeah.
down while you're eating chocolate because you're going to be off the clock very shortly. We should wrap this up before you do.
Okay.
Before you do, let me just say quickly, though, our friend Joanne was telling us last night that yeah. she met one of the potheads. I say potheads. They actually make pots.
Okay.
And
yeah.
they are, Hunters. And that's right. And they are large bearded individuals, and yet they do not write comics. Strange.
Yeah.
Very strange.
I heard that they made jokes about the comic book people on their website.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, they should have just written the jokes on the pots themselves.
Oh, no, they didn't.
Well, I made jokes, too, that all their cosplay is everyone just dresses up as Patrick Swayze, Demi Moore, and Whoopi Goldberg. That's their only three cosplay options.
Oh, they probably hate that so much.
Yeah.
That and Grecian urn jokes so much.
They watch Ghosts and they're like, that's bad technique. That's bad technique.
Yeah. I'm glad you died. But then she later, for all her making fun of it, she crashed the Potter's ball. Later
Did
on
she?
That night. I have not heard how it's gone. Maybe we'll talk about that on the next podcast.
Oh, she could clean up there.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. Oh, man, those guys, they know how to work a kiln.
Listeners, stay tuned.
It's nice, though, for, like, each of us is, like, have someone to make fun of. Like, the Potter's Ball has
yeah.
makes fun of the Comic-Con. Comic-Con makes fun of the Potter's Ball.
There's totally
Who's on the upper level? None of us.
There is a nerd hierarchy.
Is there? Okay, how's
there
it go?
There definitely is.
Where does pottery...
Filkers are at the bottom.
Understood.
What are, sorry, what?
Furries are right above them.
Yeah.
Filkers, did you say?
Yeah, that's people who yeah. do parody songs. Is that how?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like a drum circle with nerdy songs.
Yeah, it's not great.
Sounds terrible.
Then it's
yeah.
furries.
Furries,
agreed.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, and, I guess like your collectible card games maybe, or no, the D&D still is kind of down there. It's moving up a little.
It's moving up.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's moving up. I'm doing a live D&D show now, so I gotta say it's moving up. It's moving up.
Yeah.
No, I've got a different fan base now. It's moving up.
Yeah, hey, that's my family business.
So we can all agree it's moving up.
Too hard.
Yeah, it's moving up. Okay.
I played it a lot as a teenager. I'm not gonna knock it either, but.
See, I rebelled against the family and never played it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. And then it's too bad because for the family, you could like determine things like do your chores, roll the dice, roll the 20. I don't think I've got to do it. Well, fair enough.
Yeah, that would be rad.
Yeah, yeah, that would work. Okay. Then it goes what? How do cosplayers fit in that? I like a lot of cosplayers.
Yeah,
personally,
some of them take themselves way too seriously.
Yeah,
I put it below D&D, but that's just my
okay. And who's on? Because we got to get to the end of this. Who's on the top? Who's the top nerd? Who is the most respected of all the nerds? The uber
I'm
nerd.
I'm wondering, are respected? Video games there now?
You know what? You might be right.
I think it's video games.
I think you might be right actually, because there's money.
yeah,
like big money in it.
Yeah,
they and they seem garner. Clean. They've got to be around electronic equipment, so you've got to dress, you know, in a clean outfit.
Yeah, I bet you. Like, I bet you at a gaming convention, there's no problem with the mics or lighting at the panel.
I gotta say, that was something that happened at Emerald City too damn much. You know, I love the con. It's one of my favorite cons.
Yeah,
but like, you know, I just go to too many panels where it's like, how do we work the, I want to say VCR, how do we work the DVD player? Why don't the lights work?
It's and a no VCR. One, there's your problem.
That's your problem. And no one knows how to fix it in a room full of nerds.
Yeah.
What happened to the nerd hierarchy? Where are the nerd? Well, that's the nerd hierarchy. What happened to nerds being able to fix stuff? We've all become like too iPhone-y.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay.
iPhone is the word.
All right, look.
The Apple engineer showed up late to the image panel, so he was no help.
That guy. 50 minutes late? Just saying. Boom. There. We've solved that.
Don't say the words image and late together.
That's
on this show.
He is an image creator.
Ooh. Oh.
But he wasn't the holdup.
No. Okay.
I should stop talking.
Yes, you should.
We should all, bless us all. We should all stop talking, but we'd love to have you here. Now, this is where we all do our plugs for things that we've got coming up, things that are going on.
Okay.
I've got a show called Amuse Bouche that I do every Friday at Slickety Jim's Chat and Chew in Vancouver. You can't come to that because you're an American. We're going to do a show at the Cosmic Zoo on the third Thursday of the month. That's a little titmouse show we do, sketch. Mm-hmm. And I'm on a show called The Irrelevant Show. Will I write for it on CBC Radio? Do that.
That's true.
You can listen to that because that's international waters that they put those podcasts over.
They translate it?
Yeah, they translate it into American. They put a lot of like ers where we say a's.
Yeah, no, they change pasta to pasta.
That's right, lever to lever and, you know, and so on and so on. Everything I was going to say past that point was mean, so I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to end mean. So what have you got going on? Anything you want to like spread the word about?
Well, I edit some titles. One is say Alpha them. Girl.
Yep.
Okay. And another is called Danger Club. The first issue comes out next week, so it will probably be out by the time this drops.
Mutual friend Landry Walker is the creator
the
of that.
Writer. Yep.
I like and saying the word creator because that's
it. Eric Jones draws it.
Mm-hmm.
Eric with a C, not okay. Eric with a K.
Thank God. Okay.
There's
had enough of that.
Too
bullshit.
Many Eric Joneses out there.
That's right.
And also G-Man by Christy Russo.
Yeah, adorable, hilarious.
Yeah. Totally awesome. It's going to be a little while till there's a new story arc out, but he is working on it. It's great.
Okay.
And I have a YouTube channel that's basically just me arm wrestling people.
Okay. It sounds like you're about to cry. What is
that? It's like you have a great name that you use for your Twitter and for your
YouTube. It's Biggletron.
Love that name.
So yeah, on Twitter, I'm Biggletron.
Yeah.
BiggleTron.
I'm sure we'll be linking to a couple of your videos.
Fantastic. And David, what are you up to?
At the Crossroads.
For fuck's sake.
Even after the end of March, you can donate money.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, this
crossroads.
Is sincere. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So just, you know, Google at the Crossroads in San Francisco and totally give them money.
Help all the right. kids. They deserve it.
And Homeless Youth Alliance also.
Okay. I'm going to throw $20 towards that right now. Doing it right now. Boom.
Sweet.
There. Done. That's going to happen. I got to get to a bank machine, but we'll do that. That will happen. Okay.
And what am I? Oh, you.
Yeah, you. What are you doing, Dave?
Of course I have nothing.
What are you doing for charity? What are you doing for the world?
I do lots for the world.
Like?
You know what I do.
I do know
what
you do.
He makes us all laugh.
That's right. As the Muppets have said, the third greatest gift of all, the gift of laughter.
That is true.
After children and ice
Thanks
cream.
Thanks very much.
That's right.
Taking pictures.
Oh, good. I thought you were just texting a mean text.
Yes, I'm texting with my Canon phone camera.
Keep your eyes open on our website and on Branwen for my new tattoo design.
That's right. Eyes on Branwen.
Yeah. Just never take them off me.
Please never take
it
them off Branwen.
It won't make me feel awkward at all.
Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much, Branwen. This has been a treat. We've been in America. It's felt wonderful. Thank you, America, for welcoming us. Please go to our website, sneakydragon.com. Please collect old Mitt Romney, Richie Rich comics. They might be going up in value very shortly.
Those are the Christian ones.
They're all Christian ones.
They're like...
Hot anyway. Stuff, the Christian devil. That was...
There you go. There you go. Okay. Goodbye, everyone.
Bye-bye. Thank you, guys.
You're welcome. Bye.
happens in the woods stays in the woods.